Hello and welcome. This is Monica Conway, and we are here with another conversation, another success story, another case study with just one of my favorite people. He's such a talent. I'm really honored to just be here, chop it up, talk some smack about what it takes to be successful in your business. That's what we're here to talk about. Like, what does that take? It's an inside-out job, and we are here to talk about this. So before I introduce my guest today, I just want to talk about why this is important. I've created this series of case studies and interviews because I think that there are so many people out here that struggle in business, and there's so much noise out here in the marketplace that tells them they should do this little widget and this little strategy, and if you just do this marketing strategy, it'll work. But so often I find that it is a different equation. I call it sort of soul plus strategy, right? Excavate the challenges that you're sort of having at the soul level, at the level of mindset and the subconscious and the inner game, and then you add strategy on top of that, and then you can begin to amplify your results. You can begin to take great leaps in your business. So that's why we're here, is to chop it up and have that discussion. So it's my great honor to welcome Mr. John Leith. I'm going to let him talk a bit about his business. So welcome, John. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, too. We've been together a short time working at a distance, and you've gotten some pretty amazing results. I'm really excited to talk to you about those today.
Yeah, it's been quite a very short time, but it's very fruitful.
Yeah.
And it's pretty life-changing.
Yeah, it can be really game-changing. So talk a little bit about your business. Say your business and where people can find you, first of all, so they know what you do, what you're about.
Sure. I am a photographer. My website is photographja.com. And I have been photographing, I would say, for maybe approximately 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Within the last 7 or 8 months, I was laid off for work. And so I felt it as a great opportunity for me to throw myself 100% of my time into photography. So a few months, this has been what I've been doing.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about, and I love what it says on your website. It talks about allow me to tell your truth. And that's really the stand that you're taking in the world. Right, for your clients, for people, you're really telling the truth through photography, which I just, wow, I love that. I'm about that life. So talk to me a little bit about where you were before we met, in your business and in your mindset, and just where you were.
Well, prior to us crossing paths, I was approaching photography in a very timid way. In the sense that I was hoping for someone to hire me.
mm-hmm.
So I would tentatively, you know, dip my toe in the water, so to speak. And it wasn't bearing the kind of fruits that I wanted. And so,
yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
that was a challenge.
Yeah, hope is not a strategy, right? And neither is timidity in the marketplace.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're so talented is the thing. Like, you deserve to toot your horn and sing from the rooftops and you know, be like, look at me, check out the photography of me telling all the truth, right? You deserve to be that, do that. And yet you weren't that. So what do you think caused that? When you look back now and you look at where you were before and why you and the way that you were being timid and the way that you were hoping that it would all work, what do you think was the inner conversation, the inner story that had you operate like that?
Well, it was the story that I was choosing to tell myself based upon life's experiences. So, you know, life experience would happen. You know, I make a decision and I try to rationalize backwards the decision. And so that was happening. So I was talking myself into a certain narrative about my value, about my worth, about my potential, that, you know, it had me running in a hamster's wheel.
Yeah. And that's so common. Like, there's no shame in that game, right? Because we all, as human beings, grow up with certain imprints from our family, certain stories, certain identities, right, about value and worth. Like, there's no shame in that game, right? It's just important that we get help and we disrupt that pattern and change the narrative, because there's so much more available when we do. So we get, you know, these stories of victimization and low self-value, and believe me, we bleed our psychology all over our business. Like, people think that we're big grown adults running our business, but I would say your inner 5-year-old is usually the one running your business, right?
I agree. No, it is. It is, because, you know, that was the child that I was arguing with.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You know, that's what I was, and more so doubt. Like, that's what I was arguing with. Like, you know, I look back now, I'm like, man, come on, bro. Like, you know, I'm so glad to be on this side of it now.
Right. Yeah, because that arguing with that inner child can, you don't often win that debate, just saying. It's like arguing with a 3-year-old, right? Like, you ain't gonna win.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You both get worn down, right? So
exactly.
So, you know, when you decided to work with me, what caused that? What caused you to decide that?
You had a way of digging in to my rhetoric.
Mm.
So you had a way initially to just, you know, it's almost like you're running and you just stop, like, wait a minute, what did I just do? And you had a way of stopping in my tracks and say, look, bro, like, wake up. Like, listen to yourself talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm having
because we don't often hear the things that we say to ourselves, right? I call it having on struggle goggles. It's sort of the water in which we swim. So we're not aware of the narrative that's informing our choices and our decisions. We just don't know, because we're so used to that, right? So we kind of come along and break the pattern, and you kind of wake up, and then you go, whoa. So when you first thought, whoa, what was that like to kind of wake up to your own pattern and to see where you were?
Well, I was open to saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is, yes, it's time for a change. Yes, I need new direction. So I think, you know, it was, you know, the alignment of the universe was like perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, I really didn't think twice about it. I was more so thinking, how can I now?
Mm-hmm. Right, because what had you tried before that didn't work, like in your business? Just because we all try stuff, right? We say, okay, I'm going to try this new strategy or this new tactic or this new approach. Or what had you tried that still left you struggling?
Well, as manifested through other career choices, you know, I've tried like different real estate programs where, you buy the program. And, you know, from a rational standpoint, it makes sense, but it didn't make sense in L.A., so I gave up that process. I tried different like, self-help procedures and, you know, even counseling, and it was like, everybody's beating around the problem, but like I said, you went immediately.
Right.
Dug in, excavated, and said, no, this is where you need to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of what you're speaking to. It speaks to sort of what's out here in the marketplace. There's, you can go to therapy and deal with some of your inner issues, but they don't necessarily translate into your business issues, right? And you can go to try a marketing strategy and deal with that, but it doesn't necessarily deal with your inner issues. So there's sort of that's one of the things I hope to do is, you know, bridge the gap for my people, right? So that, because it is an inside out job. Your mindset impacts your business, and if we can just marry those two, then you can take sort of a quantum leap. So talk a little bit about the leap that you made, like, because you've had some sort of stunning results. I think you've up-leveled your income by 2200%, right? And 20x did, or whatever the numbers are. But Talk about the leap that you've made.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is, I think that the leaps that I've made, that you helped me to see that you are worthy. Like you have a skill set that is valuable, mm-hmm. and not even from like a monetary perspective. There's more mm-hmm. so like a mission, and you've proven it. So it's like let's focus there, and make it happen. Like, you know, identify your niche in the marketplace. And so from a level in terms of changes, it's like literally night and day. You know, mm-hmm. it's literally like night and day. Like I don't even remember that old self and how I did things.
Isn't that funny? Like you forget, right? You get a little bit of amnesia about how did I used to do that? What was I thinking before?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you helped me sharpen my talents, so to speak. So right now, mm-hmm. my view is more pointed.
Well, it's funny because you know, I use some pretty simple but advanced technologies to, you know, literally delete certain things out of your programming at the soul level. Mm-hmm. So we forget like how we used to operate because we just literally unplug it and then it just goes away.
It goes away.
Right?
Yeah.
It just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, you know, you understanding your value and also, I'm going to say, like, speaking your truth, your mm-hmm. truth about the story that you want to tell as a photographer that differentiates you, right, and has you stand out. Because when we can, if it can come from us at the soul level, like what our truth is and how we want, you know, and nobody, it makes you a category of one. Nobody can be that but you. Nobody can
mm-hmm.
tell the visual story that you can. And so owning
yeah.
that and embracing that, talk a little bit about the power of that that may differentiate you from other photographers and does differentiate you.
Yeah, I think what it allows me to do is to, you know, I'm not saying I'm Veronica Conway, but what I'm saying, it allowed me to cut through everybody's BS, and it's the BS
mm-hmm.
that we've been conditioned to layer on our backs. And
mm-hmm.
hit directly at the person. It allows me to, so as a photographer, I can listen to you
mm-hmm.
and really focus on the goodness of you that we all have, you know, other things, but the goodness
mm-hmm.
of you, and I want to tell it, but I want to use
mm-hmm.
your language, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
we go through a series of exercises where we're just having a conversation, and through that interaction, like the human interaction, your story is being revealed, and I just want to be that person to capture it photographically, but like, boom, this is what you are. Embrace that and move forward. So, you know, that's where the mission, so to speak, is for me. The technical side, it is what it is.
yeah. Say more about that. I love that because that is such a powerful thing to do as a photographer. It is to really pull people's truth out of them, kind of hold up a mirror and let them see their own truth, because we don't always have that experience when being photographed. Just talk a little bit more about the impact of that, like your new stand with your clients and what that means.
Well, I think it's my way of helping to confirm their value.
Mm-hmm.
Through my own process, through my own eyes, through a relatively objective eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I feel like that's transformational. And,
mm-hmm.
and if I can help that one individual or for them to see the story that they are, that they've created,
mm-hmm.
that's my goal. Like, look, this is you. This is a powerful you. You know, let's eliminate a lot of the external voices and let's be who you are. And I want to show you. I want to show you photographically. This is what I see.
I love it.
So this is my perception, but that perception has been informed by our interactions.
Yeah. And so as you crossed over from that older identity to this new identity, right? Because we've talked about that. Because I think you called me, texted me. after you had put some of what we talked about into practice, and you got to see some amazing results, right? You 20x'd your mm-hmm. revenue, right, in a phone call.
Yeah.
And but you were kind of shaking, right? I actually call that perturbation, right? When your particles begin to move around like they're perturbed, right? And that happens when we cross over from an old identity into a
yeah.
new identity. Sometimes we mm-hmm. Like we literally shake, right? Because it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh my God,
yeah.
I can't believe this is happening, right? And
yeah.
so, talk a little bit about that journey of crossing over at the level and the speed with which you did. What did that feel like? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, I was trying to keep my blinders on and block out the extra noise through this process of, you know, life. And so I just
mm-hmm.
kept focused on it, and it came out of nowhere. You know, an individual
mm-hmm.
would say, hey, it reached out to me. I'm like, all right, well, hit me back. Person comes, hey, I'm ready to roll. So just through the conversation, you know, the framework that was provided, it was transformational. And it's like, as I'm going through it and I'm listening to myself and I'm having like this out-of-body experience, I'm like, wait
mm-hmm.
a minute, this is really happening. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a genuine, like, synergistic, like, experience going on. It's positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
mm-hmm.
think when everything else aligned and, you know, the individual said, hey, let's make it happen. I was like, huh? I just said out loud. Like,
right.
I was like, you talking to me?
Who, me? Wait,
know,
you said
right?
yes? Wait, what?
Yeah.
You said yes? Right.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It really happened so fast. And I think some of the steps that were taken a week before kind of prepared me for that moment, but I didn't
yeah.
know when that moment was coming, which was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, because sometimes we sort of, we're preparing, right, internally, subconsciously,
mm-hmm.
at the soul level, and we're preparing to have it happen, and yet we can still be surprised when it does.
Mm-hmm.
But the preparation precedes it, right? Like, this
oh, yeah.
is what we've been yearning for
yep.
and wanting.
Yep.
And,
oh, yeah.
And then it's like, boom, okay, you get what you want. Like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
whoa, really? Right?
mm-hmm. yeah.
And just even the acceptance of that can be
mm-hmm.
Sort of a new thing to embody, you know? It's like a new,
yes.
brand new thing to embody. So now that you have crossed over, and you
mm-hmm.
literally have the capacity to print money at will
mm-hmm.
and the capacity to do it not even only for the money, but also for the impact that you get to have as a photographer.
Yep. Yep.
What's possible next? Now that you've crossed over in this way so far, what's next? What do you see as possible for the future now that you've had this experience?
I've embraced my specialty.
Mm.
And as
mm-hmm.
a result, you know, I think it's a pivotal move photographically. Simply because in this time, you know, the culture that we live in with this
mm-hmm.
over, I don't know the word, but it's like, you know, this not only the self gratification or instant gratification, but I from an identity standpoint, you know, I think like people are in a potential shift identity wise, and I just want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's racial
mm-hmm.
identity, whether it's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the self value identity, just how we identify ourselves and move forward. I think we're in an interesting time right now, and I just want to be a part of it to help shift in a
yeah.
positive direction, to let people say, like, look, you are valuable, you are so and so. So just go make shit happen.
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. To
yeah.
really give that gift to people.
Yeah.
And what do you think would have happened had you not made the shift? You know, you have a family, right? And there's so much that goes along with, you know, parenting
yeah.
and showing up. And what might have happened had you not made this move?
I honestly feel that if I had not made this shift, I was going to continue the cycle that I inherited.
Mm.
And so that cycle needed to be stopped from a familial standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, look, I ain't gonna let this shit happen with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it I was like, look, it's gonna have to happen.
Yeah.
There's no other option.
Oh, I love that. That you're giving me chills. It's so poignant. You know, you and I talked about, I feel like you and I are a lot alike in that we had some traumatic experiences in our childhood and just some traumatic experiences with being a person of color walking the earth, and there's just stuff, right? And so sometimes those wounds can put a lid on our capacity to really step fully into our power. And those things get handed down intergenerationally, right? We're finding out that it gets handed down epigenetically. And so to break that cycle, I think, is one of the most profound things that you can do. Is to set a new model, new path. And to be proud of yourself as an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is like a child. It's like it's your creation, mm-hmm. right, when you're an entrepreneur. So to be proud of your baby.
Exactly.
And have your babies, have your baby see your baby, your other baby, your business baby,
exactly.
and be proud is an amazing thing.
Exactly.
So, congratulations.
Thank you. And not to mention the difference in money I'm making.
Right. Right? Like 20xing your revenue that fast.
No, just literally, you know, I was charging typically like $150 for 2-hour
mm-hmm.
shoots. But the
mm-hmm.
amount of work that I was going into just the post-process of like being a curator took a lot of time. And then you help me realize, like, look, what you're doing, dude, you know. You're not going to be having
right.
to eat too much longer.
Like I'm making $5 an hour at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
In that model, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I went from $150 per shoot to my next gig was like $600, and I was kind of like,
mm-hmm.
whoa. To literally last week, my first deal was for a package, a $3,500 package.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
and I'm comfortable in saying that.
Yep. Yeah.
And not flinching.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
let them $3,500
yeah,
fall out of your mouth. Yeah, like
yeah.
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's amazing. And the beautiful part is once you've crossed over into that, you can say it again and again and again and again,
mm-hmm.
right? And then now you have
mm-hmm.
a business. Now
oh,
you
yeah.
have a real business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so happy for you. Anything that you would say to anybody that maybe on the fence about this process or crossing over? Just anything you'd want to say to anybody? Because you were on the fence a little bit maybe, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
anything that you'd want to say to that self that was on the fence or anybody that might be on the fence about this process?
Yeah. You know, as I look at my book that I purchased this weekend to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
You know, one
mm-hmm.
of the quotes that this individual used, he said, why not? But I take
mm-hmm.
that even further. And it's like, you know, you have so much to lose. Like, you have to. Like, you really have to believe in yourself and just do it. I mean, you just have to commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, because you will, like a rubber band, just bounce right back into which is the person that you were.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
And if you like that person, then, you know, go ahead, embrace it.
Right.
You're really trying to make that next step, like, you know, you just got to do it. I mean.
Right. Because there's a momentum that happens on the other side towards the new identity, right? There's a momentum
oh my
that
God.
Happens with the old identity, but there's a big momentum that happens with the new identity.
Oh, yeah, that new identity. No. Oh, man. I mean, I'm getting phone calls literally, you know, like two or three inquiries a day, which is kind of big time for me.
Yeah.
about my services. You know, like literally the next day I had an email from random people. I had a text message, you know, somewhere from Kansas. And I'm like, whoa, this is kind of, all right, I'm going to roll with it, bro. Like, this is what I expected. So,
right.
Hey, go.
Right. Because when you are congruent, the world shows up. You don't even have to even do anything. I mean, you can do marketing and stuff. But when you are
mm-hmm.
aligned, the world shows up.
And it showed up like, hey, man, let's go. Yeah, you just got to do it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here today. Tell the listeners one more time where they can find you, because you're such a great talent. So tell them where they can find you online.
Online, I'll give you two options. My online gallery is photographedja.com. So that's past tense of photograph. Like, have you been photographed by John Arthur?
J.com.
And then on Instagram, you can find me under JONARTHUR_photography. So John Arthur _ photography.
Great.
And reach out and let's allow me to help you tell your truth.
Just tell some truth, man. Let's tell some truth. Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right. This is Ronica Conway with another conversation with entrepreneurs. And I want to thank you for listening today. If you have any stuck points in your business, if you have sort of these struggle goggles on and you can't see what you can't see and you can't figure out why it ain't working and why it's not lining up, hit me up. There'll be a link below where you can sign up to have a conversation with me, and you can just chop it up and see if it's a fit. Your life will never be the same, I promise. So, again, this is Ronica Conway. Signing out for now. Thank you, John, and thank you, listeners, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.